They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungus, I'm a born a new life.
Calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, fall lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, fall down, fall down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good morning. This is your weekly recap, and these are your headlines. Paramount Chief Chitimukulu of the Bemba thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for the support towards funeral arrangements of his wife. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency received first consignment of Renault consumables. In international news, Uganda expelled three French journalists. In sports, Katongo's eyes copper to gold as Copper Queens raise WAFCON standards.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Truma. Paramount Chief Chitimukulu of the Bemba people in Northern Province expressed gratitude to President Hakainde Hichilema for the support government rendered to him following the death of his wife, Bernadette Mwamba. Speaking when Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali paid a courtesy call on him at his palace, Chitimukulu said the head of state showed love and compassion by directing that government takes care of all funeral expenses. He said he had received great comfort and support from government leaders and members of the public during the period of mourning. The traditional leader pledged to work with the government of the day, adding that he shares a long history with the ruling party leadership. He disclosed that he was in the same school intake with UPND founding president Anderson Mazoka at Mongwe Technical Secondary School. The Chitimukulu also commended government for upgrading Kasama Airport, saying the project, which had stalled since 2009, was completed within 1 year under the UPND administration. In response, Mr. Tayali said he found it important to mourn with the traditional leader in line with Christian values. He added that the upgraded Kasama Airport reflects the love President Hichilema has for the people of Northern Province. In more local news on Tuesday, Democratic Union leader called on government to abandon threats and instead empower local miners as a lasting solution to illegal mining. Speaking in response to recent remarks by the Zambia Army commander on illegal mining, the opposition leader, Akim Jovo, said government must take full responsibility for the problem, arguing that it has failed to address concerns of the mining sector. He said the current administration made several promises to illegal miners when it was in opposition but has not fulfilled them since forming government. He noted that while the army's intention to protect national resources may be well-meaning, the use of threats is not a permanent solution. He warned that harsh measures could result in foreigners taking over mining areas, leaving local people excluded from benefiting from Zambia's natural resources. He emphasized that Zambians have the capacity to manage and benefit from their own mines and questioned government's continued preference for foreign participation at the expense of citizens. He urged the government to support small-scale miners through formalization access to resources and improved markets.
Instead of issuing threats like the army commander did, we should focus on addressing illegal mining activities with permanent solutions. Though the intention by the army might be good, my worry is that Zambians who continue suffering as we are likely to see foreigners being engaged to conduct mining activities in those areas at the expense of local people. Zambians have the capacity to run these mines and get the benefits. So I fail to understand government's appetite for wanting foreigners to get our resources while our people remain suffering. In this regard, I once again call for local participation in the mining industry because Zambians should benefit more from their natural resources. Instead of threatening to exterminate, we need to find ways of supporting small-scale miners and advocating for their formalization and access to better resources and markets.
In more local news on Wednesday, the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, received the first consignment of Renault consumables valued at 132 million kwacha aimed at supporting kidney patients undergoing dialysis. ZAMSA Senior Corporate Communications Officer Enoch Lusoke said the life-saving supplies are part of a bulk procurement intended to ease pressure on services across the country. Mr. Lusoke explained that the consignment includes essential items such as dialysis, buy bags, AV lines, blood tubings and dressings, with additional supplies expected to arrive by the end of the week. He said ZAMSA has already started distributing the Renault consumables to designated treatment centers to ensure continuity of these services and reduce disruptions in patient care. Mr. Lusoke added that the full consignment is expected to last for more than 3 months and has assured Renault patients and the general public of the agency's commitment to maintaining a steady supply of essential medical commodities. He said ZAMSA remains focused on supporting quality healthcare service delivery through timely procurement and distribution of medical supplies.
We have received the first consignment of Renault consumables in the country. These life-saving consumables are critical in the treatment and management of patients on dialysis treatment. I must also mention that this consignment we've received is part of a bulk shipment that the government through ZAMSA procured to ensure sustainability and consistent availability of Renault consumables in the country, and are also meant to ensure that there is no disruption in terms of service delivery for kidney patients in Zambia. ZAMSA would like to take this opportunity to reassure Renault patients and indeed the public that we remain fully committed to ensuring that there is consistency as well as stable availability, distribution and delivery of essential health commodities to all public health facilities, and that people have easy and equitable access to quality health care services.
In more local news on Thursday, newly adopted Tonse Alliance presidential candidate Brian Munduwile described his selection as a very big opportunity burdened with obligations. Mr. Munduwile pledged to place the needs of ordinary Zambians at the center of his leadership once elected Republican president. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Munduwile emphasized that leadership must never be about personal ambition, but about service to the people. Mr. Munduwile, who has previously served in government and currently serving as Mporokoso Member of Parliament, said his political experience has reinforced the understanding that leadership must be grounded in accountability and empathy, particularly towards the most vulnerable in society.
As a politician, I know that I'm a mere delegate. This is about the Zambian people. The Zambian people are the ones that choose their leader. I've been a leader at parliamentary level, a leader, in government before, but it's all about the Zambian people. So the moment as a leader I understand it, that it's not about me and it's not for me, but for that farmer who for many months was not paid the money for having supplied maize. It's about the patients who are going without medicines in hospitals, in rural areas, who, when they walk into these health facilities, they're only walking away with prescriptions.
In international news, on Monday, the Ugandan government defended the ejection of three French journalists who had arrived to cover Uganda's ongoing general election, insisting the action did not violate any press freedom. Last week, journalist Bastien Renaud, the East Africa correspondent for France 24, and two others from Radio France were expelled despite having entered Uganda with the documentation required to carry out their work. One of the other two journalists working for RFI, was denied entry at the border.